Two independent analyses of Indiana's redistricting maps say the districts drawn by Republicans are heavily skewed in favor of Republicans. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports those evaluations also say the new state House, Senate, and congressional maps create very few competitive districts.
George Washington University political scientist Christopher Warshaw says Indiana Republicans typically win about 60% of the votes statewide, but will likely win between 70 and 80% of the seats in the new maps. That skew, Warshaw argues, makes them some of the most biased redistricting plans anywhere in the country in the last half century. Republicans, however, tout the compactness of the districts they've drawn, saying they've kept communities of interest together. Princeton University's gerrymandering project isn't so sure. It evaluated district compactness in each of the new maps, and generally it said that compactness is barely middle of the road. And the Princeton analysis says that out of 159 districts across the three plans, just 11 will be competitive. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.